In John chapter 8, our Lord nails the human predicament and thereby declares why he needs to be nailed to the cross. For there our Lord says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Again, we are here in John at the very heart of his theology. And St. John does two beautiful things. He speaks with such honesty about the reality of human sin, but he also underscores the wonderful mercy of Jesus Christ, who so comes into this world so that we can know where he is staying, as we hear in today's gospel. The other thing we've been hearing in John chapter 1 is John the Baptist repeatedly say, "Behold, here is the Lamb of God." And if you're familiar with the book of Revelation, you'll know that 28 times in the book of Revelation, St. John has the vision of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who comes to take away the sin of the world. Our catechism understands the reality of sin when it says, Jesus did not come to abolish all evils here below, but to free people from the gravest slavery, which is sin. And listen to what the Catechism goes on to say is the effect of sin in the human heart. Sin thwarts us from our vocation as God's sons and daughters. That gets to the heart of it. That sin thwarts, gets in the way, distorts the reality of our lives. And here's the beautiful thing about John. There's no one who speaks with greater clarity about the effect of sin in our lives. But if you've been listening carefully to his first epistle, repeatedly, how does John address us? He calls us little children. So John is not a fire and brimstone kind of preacher who's throwing the Bible at us. No, John is a gentle, loving father, a pastor, who calls us into this place of knowing that, yes, we are little children. And then in today's reading that Mary read for us, he then goes on to say, "Let no one deceive you." Do not be deceived by the kind of world in which we live. Because you see, in the world, we're constantly being invited in some way to celebrate vice and sin, and to even reject our need for Jesus Christ. The deception is, I can make it through this world on my own. I know I can. I'm 58 years old, and I realize more and more how much I am in need of knowing where Jesus is staying. And we talked about this yesterday when I considered the sacraments of the church. For you see, beloved, it's as we enter into that deepening relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, aware that the greatest deception of all is that I can live life without Christ, is one that we need to continually put to death. And we need to be able to hear what St. John says so clearly in today's first reading. He who does what is right is righteous, as Jesus is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. So if on the one hand the deception is to say, I don't need Christ, the other deception is to say there is no devil, that this world is free of any kind of spiritual dimension. But what we understand so clearly, because it's in our scriptures, is that the devil has sinned from the beginning. And that sense that the devil's whole orientation is to be consumed with himself. But why did Jesus come? To destroy the works of the devil, to destroy this kind of orientation. But then John goes on to say something that we heard yesterday, but he repeats again today, where he says, anyone born of God does not commit sin, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now we might think, how can that be possible? And as I said yesterday, and I'll reiterate again today, John is not saying that to be in Christ is to be sinless. We know that because in chapter 1 he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My little children, I'm writing to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And this gets to the heart of it. Jesus is on our side. The Father is our advocate. And the more we grow in learning to live in that relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the more we will discover where Jesus is staying. And not only will we discover where Jesus is staying, but as he said to Simon, you are Cephas, Jesus will help us to know our true selves. But beloved, this is a lifelong journey, and it is so easy for us to avoid ourselves. It is so easy for us to not to truly look within. But as we hear the Holy Spirit speak into our hearts, when we can look at one another as little children who are in need of our Heavenly Father, who are in need of our big brother Jesus, are in need of our blessed Heavenly Mother, we can discover more and more the regenerating work of the Spirit so that we can live in this world not being deceived, but trusting, faithfully turning to Christ and saying, yes, thank you, Jesus, that you are the Lamb of God and you are helping to deal with sin in my life.